you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Good news, Off Book has just free of charge provided you with chords you can tune your guitar to.
You can play these chords to tune.
Is everyone tuned? That's how we tuned before every.
Yeah, Scott, is your keyboard tuned?
Good enough, yes.
Great. Yeah. Dana?
I think, wait. Yep, Dana's now I got it.
Brett, you're tuned. Jess, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach? Perfect. Oh, no. Good. That sounds good.
Let me tweak that on you.
Okay. Can you change the slider?
There you go.
Still seems sharp, but okay. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist instead of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus. The big bird who flapped his wings and flew away.
This is a nickname based on our text
don't
chain.
Know. I'm not ever going to explain.
Great. The big bird who flapped away, it's Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Flap, flap, baby.
Take it to the chorus. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stiggins, the boom from the other room.
Ooh,
a little ride. Was that a little ride?
In the snare.
A little ride, a little bell of the ride.
A little bell of the ride.
Yeah.
Bell of the ball, bell of the ride.
What's that mean?
Well, the ride symbol is the one that does the like longer sustained.
Yeah, like,
right. So what's
bell? The bell is that center part.
Oh, the bell.
The bell of the ride. The bell of the ride. The bell.
Welcome everybody to the roller coaster. Time to see who's got the most her. We're gonna do it, gonna figure out and then tell. Through talent portions and Q&A, we're gonna find the bell today. Who is the bell of the ride?
It's the bell of the ride. The bell of the ride. One way to think of Bell of the Ride.
The Bell of the Ride. Bell of the Ride.
Ooh, welcome everybody to Disneyland. We got a new attraction in store. There's a brand new ride based on Beauty of the Beast. But get this, you're the characters in the movie. But you have to decide which one. And we're holding a competition to see how we get this done. To find the bell of the ride.
The bell of the ride.
Bell of the ride.
The bell of the ride.
Bell of the ride. Bell from Beauty and the Beast. Down on the moon. amusement park ride.
There goes another, she's thinking of another answer to the question she forget to mention. World peace.
World peace.
Hi, I think that I'm for the ride. I'm more than this provincial life. I am here to read books inside, but not judge a book by its cover.
Southern debutante on a horse.
You're a belle of the ride.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I just kept thinking belle of the ball.
The belle of the ball.
Yeah, the belle of the ball.
So the belle is the middle of a cymbal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like the little, it's like the
raised part. The part that was in the oven for long enough and puffed up.
Got a little rise on it.
But here's a question.
Rise on the ride.
The rise on the ride.
Uh-huh.
Now, much like baked goods.
How do you calculate slope? Rise over run? I know. I always forgot.
Wow. Well, we were all thinking it. The question that you just asked was on all of our minds.
That's a classic tip of our tongue moment.
No, I was wondering, are cymbals made in a forge?
You know,
they're metal.
The cymbal family, like the big cymbal
Zildjian,
is like a very, very, very old family-owned company. That I think they are like forged.
They're
the company
400 years old.
The company is like hundreds of years old.
They're vampires.
They might be vampires. They might be cymbal vampires, or they might just be a symbol of vampires. You know, hard to say. It's a little homophone.
This is a fan band episode, which means we don't do a full narrative musical. This is the first episode you've listened to. Buckle up. It's this.
Do you know what? I want to say hi, and I want to say welcome if this is your first episode.
Yeah, hi and welcome. It's a weird time, sort of 7 minutes in, 10 minutes in, to welcome everyone to an episode, but you're still welcome.
I want to know who our most recent new listener is.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up and be like, I just found you.
Yeah.
We'll say your name on the podcast.
Yeah, tweet at us or...
Or tweet at us. That's the option.
Tweet at us or at us on Instagram and say, I started, and we'll have a recency bias competition.
And you can tell us what you think this podcast is. Because we're sure it's like, you know, it's like growing up with a child. Jess and I have been here from the beginning. Dana and Scott and Brett here, you know what? Have also been here from the beginning. And so for all of us, like...
We straight up know a 4.5-year-old who's like doing funny things.
But also, like, I don't know that we have as good of a gauge for what it was then and what it is now. Because for us, it's like incrementally. The big shifts were... Adding instruments.
Yeah. The end.
Taking Scott's microphone away. If you listen to episodes 1 through 3, Scott's just talking nonstop, and we had to put a stop to that. Now he gave it back.
There were were segments that I almost forgot that somebody wrote in the Facebook group, like,
they want us to do the segment
end.
New phone who dis.
I almost forgot. I think it's like when you're doing it every week, you start forgetting.
It took me a second to remember what new phone who dis was. New phone who dis is we asked our guest to read a text message.
Yeah.
And then we did a rap on it.
Yeah. We cut segments in general. That was like a pandemic thing because it was like, We had to do all those pandemic episodes that were different.
Yes.
And then as we started finding the solve, sometimes it was taking so much of a guest's time because it would inherently take like 40 minutes of setup that we were like, we can't have them also do a segment.
You want to do a new phone who dis?
Sure.
I'm just going to find a random.
Anyway, that's the like very sincere reason why there are no more segments is like it became sort of a time suck. When like you're listening to what's an hour, but it was actually like 2.5 hours of us all being like, can you try reloading?
Yeah.
Jamulus, you know, so that's why. But
so Brett, can you find new phone who dis is we're gonna get a random text message from Brett's phone and then we're gonna rap about it. I was about to confirm from mine and that's cheating. So
again, I just read you
it
something.
It doesn't even have to be a full text, just a line of text that someone has sent you as a text message. And we turn
can
it.
Can I throw a little wild card in this?
Sure.
Love a wild card.
One of my twin nieces left a voice text, which is sure to be amazing right now.
That's it.
Happy birthday,
my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Amanda.
Yeah, Aunt Amanda.
Dear, happy birthday, dear Aunt Amanda. Great.
All right, can we get a beat, Brett? I mean, sorry, can we get a beat, Scott? Or a beat Dana? From... Oh, well, yeah.
Happy birthday,
Aunt Amanda. Yeah, check it. 1, 2, 3. How do I know? Well, I'm looking at me. I have no way how to know to begin. All I know is that I'm a cute little twin. A twin, yes, I'm 1 and 2. And I'm here to say happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, the day you were born. And I don't want you getting all feeling forlorn. So I'm gonna seem down a little bit of voice. Yeah, I'm gonna give you no single choice. No choice in the matter if you like that batter. Gonna make you a cake and make no mistake. Nothing's cuter than a little kid saying happy birthday. I gotta lean into this until I swap the earth, say, do a couple more rotations around the sun, and then being cute, that time is done. So I gotta take it while I got it now. Gonna say it in my cute voice somehow. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah, that was cute as hell. Let me hear it again. This is that birthday music. What's up? You're an aunt and you got a message. Boo like a fancy horse doing dressage. And it runs around giving a jump. I hope that message gave your day a bump. You're so happy because you heard from your niece. Leaving you a message like a straight up beast. It makes you feel good on the inside. Makes you glow with a lot of love and pride. Kids are cute and they say cute things. Like tiny birds with little fluffy wings. Flapping around, they're not big like Brett. They're little birds, as small as birds can get. I once saw a hummingbird. So small, sitting on a little tiny wall. Right there, flapping around. Not making noise, not making a sound. But yeah, kids are cute when they tell you things. Kids are cute, so much joy do they bring to you and your heart and your life. Let me hear it one more time, it won't give me strife.
Happy birthday, Aunt Amanda.
Wonder what the other twin is doing. Twins, there is a rule. Doesn't matter if they are at work or school. When there are two twins, you best believe. Here's what happens every time. One of them always lies. One of them always tells the truth. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is when twins are cute.
Hello, I am the other twin. I don't wish you a happy birthday.
And I don't believe that you're the other twin, because you always lie. So you must be a different guy. But if you always lie and you said that you do, then maybe you are telling the truth. Ooh, it's a paradox. Like a man with three socks, he has got a third leg. Where did it come from? Ooh, I beg.
Yeah, okay, let me take the mic. It's the other twin gonna rap about my aunt tonight. I don't like how my aunt is nice, and I don't like seeing my aunt once or twice, and I don't like when she cooks for me, and I don't like singing happy birthday, and I don't like when we go to the park, and I don't like when she cuddles me in the dark, and I don't like when she reads me a book, and I don't like when we sit in a nook.
It's the opposite of all of that, except when the twins said they were going to rap, because they did rap, so they didn't lie. Let's do the chorus one more time!
Happy birthday, Aunt Amanda!
This is that cute-ass kids music!
Happy birthday, Aunt Amanda!
So adorable, unable to pronounce all the consonants!
Happy birthday, Aunt Amanda!
Oh, younger, even cuter, make it younger now! Let's regress language a little bit more.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
We're losing language skills.
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah, he knows your name. Is one of those raps that fades out. Kids are cute, though.
Kids are cute, though.
Isn't it cute to say words wrong?
Yeah. I love that I have my nephew Zeke and I text, and he sends a real funny range of communication, like sometimes regular text, sometimes GIFs, sometimes emojis, sometimes Bitmojis, sometimes voice memos. Like, he's using every part of the palette.
He's being like, there's so many options for communication for me.
Yeah, it's really great. Like, one time he sent me the skull Bitmoji or Memoji or whatever, and he was like, and then he sent a voice memo afterwards. Was like, I didn't mean for that to be scary. I just meant I might watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did he talk as the skull?
No. He did it separately. I don't know that his is advanced enough.
I just got a phone that can do that.
No, he doesn't actually have a phone. He has like an old iPod, you know, with Wi-Fi.
An old iPod with Wi-Fi.
So we can do messaging, but it's not really a phone.
Not really a phone.
But ultimately, what will a phone be? New phone, who dis, you know?
That was new phone, who dis. Ultimately, we don't know what the future of phone will be.
You know what I mean? Like, will Wi-Fi be enough that you don't need a carrier?
Because we used to be like, ooh, I can't wait for there to be video phone booths.
Oh, man.
Little children.
Seriously.
At AT&T. And then we were like, okay, now I don't actually. Then we were like, now that's a phone you can take anywhere. And then it got small.
And now then we were like, can it be big?
I saw an ad for a flip phone again that has a screen.
Yeah, the screen fold, it doesn't have a crease.
And we're not sponsored by this flip phone with a screen and a crease.
But maybe we are.
But here's the thing. Everyone loves flipping a phone closed.
For sure.
And if you're of a generation that never got to experience flipping a phone closed, I want that for you so bad.
Man, did everybody here have a razor?
Oh yeah. And the dark blue one, which
not,
I felt
not the actual
very
I,
cool.
I had like an LG with not a screen of any kind, but it did flip shut.
I mean, I had a different flip phone, but I remember when I had my Razer.
That was the first phone I liked. Yeah. Like, I felt like they got it right this time.
I felt like this is so cool. I had a red one.
Is that Motorola, Jim? Motorola Razer?
Yeah.
Okay. It was just like, Scott, did you have one?
I had a Sprint phone that was like digital, just black and green screen, and it broke, and I got real excited. I took it back to the store and they replaced it with the same one.
Oh.
And then it broke. And then I was like, surely it's been 4 years, and they kept replacing it with the same one.
God.
I had one terrible phone that I hated for a very long time.
Sprint, what are you doing?
You know what? I'm putting it on Samsung. I'm still, I blame, I don't know how the process works. I blame.
I also loved the old the Nokia that had the snake.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
snake
is
great.
Yeah.
Scott, whatever you were just playing was great. We can do. This is an old timey love song.
All right, I was walking along, and then you came from out of sight. I was living my life, not thinking there could be anything more. And then you came in my life and opened every door.
Motorola Razor, you're making me crazier.
Motorola Razor, you're making me crazier. You're making me crazier.
Walking around and going home to a landline, thinking everything was okay, thinking everything was fine. Much better my life could be till you flipped into my hand. You showed the truth to me, and I hold you close next to my ear. And when you're gone, you're still in my pocket, so there's nothing to fear. And I kiss you deep with the secrets I whisper. I'm telling you, mister, Motorola Razor, you're making
making me crazier.
You're making me crazy.
Girl, don't you know you're making me crazy?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, flip yourself close for a second. We'll be right back.
After this.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And now we're back.
Okay. Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I am pretty good. Thank you.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. Hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, anybody have any new things that they've made at their home to eat lately?
You know those wake up wraps from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
I made one of those this morning.
Great
Describe.
Job.
Tortilla.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
No, I got you.
I need you to fucking describe.
Bro, I got you.
Everything screeched to a halt. Describe.
Everyone huddle up. I'm going to lay down some deets on what happened. El Pollo Loco. From the night before.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Listen to me now. I'm gonna say it loud. I'm gonna say it proud. Cut too much El Pollo Loco in my house last night. I had a leftover tortilla, and then in the morning, the next morning, I got an incredible idea. What if I take this tortilla and add an egg and a little cheddar cheese and fall in?
What do you want?
describe it more for me.
You want more?
Describe it more so it's in my mind, but the picture I can see.
It's a flour tortilla.
Okay.
About 4 inches wide.
Right.
It's circular as if made by a press, and it's got nothing to hide.
Did you salt that egg when you scrambled it, or did you do it at the end?
I didn't scramble it at all, my friend.
Oh, shit, shit.
Organic egg in this bitch, and I put it just right on the pan, and I was using a little because I am just that kind of man.
Yeah.
It was starting over easy.
What?
It cooked a little too long. We went past over medium where we ended up, though it wasn't wrong.
Describe it, describe it, describe it, describe it to me. Describe it to me. Describe it to the picture in my head. I see. Describe it to me.
That's the tortilla. That's the egg.
Huh.
And then there was an assorted mixture of Trader Joe's spicy cheese.
The cheese was spicy?
That's what it says on the package. But if you ask me, I didn't get any spice in this cheese.
No spice in this cheese.
Just a little bit of ketchup for the sweetness. Just a little bit of sugar and tomato. And then I put that in the toaster. The tortilla and the cheese in the toaster.
Wait.
The egg just on the pan.
Uh-huh.
Then combining them.
Yeah.
And then the ketchup later on. And then into my mouth and then nom, nom, nom. Smaller. If you hear me now, then holler.
Holler. Good. Cause loose cheese in a traditional toaster wouldn't work.
Right. You'd have to put the toaster on its side.
Sounds good.
This is good.
That sounds good.
Thanks.
Not much of a breakfast
hey,
person.
You're welcome, Brett.
That sounded great.
Ate it closer to 11.
Yeah, like a little brunch.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I've been making a tomato jam, but because Morgan grew a ton of tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, I forgot to bring them to you again.
Dang it.
Jessica has had a promise of bringing tomatoes to Dana for the last, when was the last time we recorded? 3 weeks ago?
Forever ago. And then I was like, I'm going to circle back. But then then when I was going to do the circle back was right before you all went out of town. So I was like, well, yes. I'm not going to circle back with a bag of tomatoes. Then you're not going to be able
I'm
to
not going to leave a bag of rotting tomatoes in your porch.
I'm not going to circle back with those tomatoes if they're just going to go bad.
No.
True.
No.
But I got to do it because we're about to like pull them out because they just are too bumper.
Oh, wow. Too bumper. Yeah.
I got to get you some
too
tomatoes.
Too much bump.
Too much bump.
Too much bump.
Now,
too much bump.
There's a place called Bell's Bagels.
Woo!
In Los Angeles. It makes killer breakfast bagel sandwiches. They're very good. Shout out Bell's Bagels.
Woo! Shout out.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay.
They have a tomato jam that for me is too sweet for a breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
It's like got a bunch of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And it tastes like jam, which it is. It's tomato jam. Mm.
I want you to know that when I make tomato jam, it has zero sugar in it. Now, tomatoes have a ton of natural sugar.
Maybe they're not putting sugar in it. Maybe tomato jam is just sweeter. Maybe tomato jam is just not for me.
Might not be for you. Might not be your jam.
Oh, hey, thanks.
The sweet and savory thing can be tough for some people.
It's a tough balance. Like, I don't mind sweet and savory together, but I don't want actual jam on a bagel sandwich that has eggs on it.
Right.
That's
like
fair.
If you put like blueberry jam on a bagel sandwich that had like eggs or cream cheese or any of that.
Yeah.
Cream cheese minus eggs is maybe I can see scenarios where, you know, cream cheese and jam, you're getting into dessert territory.
Yeah, that mixes.
If you're like me, Zach, you need to be tricked into enjoying fruit. Like,
I'm not like you, but continue.
I'll have a Thanksgiving sandwich if it's like stuffing and turkey and gravy. And then, yes, of course, put sweet cranberry in there. Jam, sweet fruit with my meat, of course.
That has to be one of my favorite sandwiches, maybe foods of all time.
The post Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
I live for that.
But like, so I can have that because I'm like, fruit belongs here. I've had a plate where fruit existed. I've never had a breakfast plate where I'm like, okay, you know what? I want sugar.
That you need to be tricked into eating fruit as an adult. It's to have fruit on a. Sorry, I just want to make sure
fruit
I understand.
Fruit
in a savory sandwich. I understand.
Yes, fruit in a sandwich.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
I'm going to build you a sandwich.
And then I'm going to ask you one too. And it's going to be different.
It's like a nice, it's like focaccia, but not.
Okay.
But nacho.
So maybe like a ciabatta type situation.
It's focaccia, but like I'll be able to chew through.
There's no like rosemary. It's just, it's like a soft springy bread with a little bit of heft to it. And I'm going to layer on, I'm going to put down some brie.
I'm reading you. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to put down, I'm going to put down some turkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to put down some apple. What do you think? Some thin slices of Granny Sharp Tart Smith apples.
Here's where you took me. You took me down this thriller where I was like, Brie, I already know what the ending of this is going to be. The apples did it. And then I was like, fucking turkey. What's this shit?
Yeah. Ooh.
And then you gave me the apples. And you know what? I guarantee you I'll bite into it and go, I've never had this snack together. Therefore, no. My mouth will reject it.
Brett was into it. I'm
100% in on that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I reject your turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I just had a brie and apple sandwich, you'd eat it?
I love it.
Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Because I have been served I think my general rule is
you need to contextualize.
If you can take a plate that I've been served and fold it up and put it in a sandwich, I'm good. If there's anything that I wouldn't have had on that plate, like I'll have cheese and fruit. I would never have a cheese and fruit and turkey plate.
Okay, now I have a plate.
Okay.
It's crudité. No, sorry. It's, what's the other thing with the meat?
Charcuterie?
It's a charcuterie
plate. Have I seen this plate before in my life?
Yeah, you've had a beautiful charcuterie plate.
Oh, yeah. Give me a charcuterie sandwich.
Okay, so that means I'm building you a sandwich that is salami, capicola.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pear.
What?
Well, it was on that charcuterie plate.
You know what? Shit, I got to start paying attention.
A pickled whole grain mustard.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Some gherkins.
Yeah.
A fig spread.
You know what I'm quickly learning about myself? I just eat meat and cheese off charcuterie plates. And I don't notice.
That's what the people come for. The fruit's nice.
The fruit's nice.
But if you got a charcuterie plate that was only fruit, first of all, you didn't get a charcuterie plate.
Right.
And second of all, you'd be angry.
Yeah.
Scott mentioned cranberries earlier.
Okay.
You want to do a cranberry song? Oh, this is about? This is about you wanted, is this your idea, Brett, to do a cranberry song? That came from Brett
and
not
absolutely my
that came
idea.
From Brett and not Jessica. Brett, not Jessica, in the intern said let's do a cranberry song. So Brett is generously suggesting here
that
it's Brett's idea to do a cranberry song.
Brett, can I bass?
Oh my gosh.
We simply cannot do another song, however, about food.
Yeah.
So this song is about not that.
Great.
This song. Okay, well, here, let's reverse engineer this. So cranberry songs are about the troubles.
Zombies. They're about the troubles. They are about the troubles.
Ireland's famous zombie plague.
The cranberry songs are
zombies.
See the world a different way. There was something on my screen at night, filled me up with terror and fright. They're saying that all brains are gone, there are no brains in our head. That's a troubling thought when you try to cut.
The news, a lot of information that I wouldn't lose. Not only do we not have brains, we've apparently been this
way from the first day. We've been zombies all along. If we thought we weren't, we were wrong. We never had brains, they never went away. We've been zombies since the first day.
I want you to know that I was not singing because Zach was giving me the physical cues of here I go, and so I was leaving space. I was like, okay, Zach has something.
You waited a long time just to say struggles in Ireland.
which yes, Reed Say Nothing.
Reed Say Nothing.
And I realized you were thinking of zombie cranberries and not linger cranberries.
Do you have to let it linger?
I mean, I was going linger.
I also loved it.
Okay, great.
They're both great. In my head, I should have done even more of the in my head, that like throat stuff. Yeah, well, in your head,
we'll have to do another one at some point.
Yeah, lingonberries, lingonberries,
IKEA.
Marion Barry, Huckleberry, are they the same? Are they the same? Are they regional?
We had this conversation
we
recently.
We did, yeah. There are a bunch of different kinds of berries that are kind of the same. Berries. And like, what's a currant? Do we have this on the pod? Was it about Strongbow Dark Fruit?
Almost definitely.
Almost definitely.
Oops. By the way, someone
oops
on the
all
face,
berries.
Oops all strong berries, dark berries.
So
someone on the Facebook group went on to, I believe the website is Hero Forge. Hero Forge will print 3D Dungeons and Dragons miniatures for you.
Oh my God.
But they'll all like you would go in and be like, my character is and like the customization is wild. It's basically like a little video game where you
make it.
Also, they recently now have a color 3D printer, so it's that. And someone made an elf named Strongbow Darkfoot and put pictures of it.
That's incredible.
In the Facebook group. So
wow.
While you talk about something else, I will find the appropriate person to to shout out.
Also, so we've talked about this, that Zach and I got to work on baking it, and when we were, this is not anything that ended up in the show, but there was like a brainstorming moment where we were going through like a deep dive of different 80s influences and like
Thank you, David.
And the one song that I was like, man, this is a jam, is Hungry Like the Wolf. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
It's okay. Da, da,
da, da, da. Yes, that
this is the podcast where we just sing bits of other songs that you can listen to, actually.
Yeah, for real, that song opens with three different parts that I don't know how to musically play.
Yeah.
A synthesizer thing that's impossible. A bassline that's wild.
Okay, here, I'm going to paint a memory that I have, and I want to hear if you guys have any equivalent.
Paint us a memory.
Okay. So it's a sad Saturday morning. It's late spring, possibly early summer, but I don't think I'm out of school yet. But maybe it's summer enough vibes that perhaps we're having a family barbecue that day. And where my bedroom is situated is kind of like over the our backyard, like patio.
Got a tree painted in it.
It's got a tree painting in it, yes. There's
big painting covers most of the wall.
That's right, yeah. There's a ficus right outside my door, and I have painted on my wall a ficus, like it's coming into the... No, right outside my window, sorry. Right outside my window is a ficus. There's painted in my room like the ficus is growing in. Anyway, I'm lying in bed. It's probably still my bunk bed with... it's probably still my bunk bed, yep. And I am not awake yet, but my parents are probably awake because I think we're having people over. So they're getting the house ready, but I'm probably going to have to get up early soon. My mom used to do this thing when she was ready for us to get awake, but she didn't want to yell up the stairs or come up and wake us. She would just start being louder in the kitchen and being like, these pots will wake the children. And she was right. But I can hear that my dad is getting the patio ready, meaning he's taking far too long to hose everything down. My mom's like, you know why men love hoses. And I'm like, Mom! And he's listening to Jimmy Buffett. So I have a memory of it's like 8:45 and my dad's already playing like outdoor music to entertain him while he gets our patio ready. He's hosing things off, listening to like Cheeseburger in Paradise. Sure. And I'm like waking up. I'm like eight and I'm like, okay, I have to go help for the family part of the day. That music and that moment of like, oh, I'm waking up to like Cheeseburger in Paradise, heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I want a cheeseburger in paradise. Does anyone have a similar memory?
I have a divided memory of both those things separately.
Okay.
The music that was famously playing in my house all the time is Bob Marley.
Yes, really? Yes. I mean, my parents listened to better music, but they did have a Jimmy Buffett phase. And I feel like the vibe of my dad being like, I'm in my swim trunks and I'm hosing things off by the pool was like, I'm going to put on some Buffett.
Morning vibes for my dad was Bob Marley. Yeah. In fact, to this day, Santa Barbara, one of the radio stations, 99.9 KTYD, The Tide.
The Tide does a thing called
I don't know if it's just the weekends, but they do a thing called Breakfast with Bob, which is where they play Bob Marley.
That's great.
It's a good radio station. The way that, however, my dad used to wake me up was to get our cat and throw it on top of me.
Oh, man. My sister and I used to love to get my brother. My brother would not wake up and be like, Tim, you have to come help Tim. And he would just be like, I'm a teenage boy. And we would just be like, fine. My sister and I would go to the base of his bed and just shake it and yell earthquake, which is believable.
My mom would send my brother to wake me up sometimes, and he would do a variety of things. But one of the things he would do would like just place strange objects in my hands and like slowly keep adding them. And so then I would start like in my sleep to just slowly realize something was
I'm
off.
I
would just slowly wake up to holding like
that's
spoons
very
and,
funny.
And toys and stuff. It was good.
Scott, Dana, do you have a wake-up memory? Wake up!
What if I do this song about the wake-up rap that I made?
The wake-up rap?
The wake-up rap.
Oh, the
what
one
if I
did
a song about... Oh, we did that one.
The one where the thing you ate this morning?
The wake-up wap.
Yeah, the wake-up wap. I feel like I don't... See, I didn't have siblings, so I have no... Like
social skills.
I don't know. Yeah.
Whoa. Don't talk about my friend.
I'm just pulling this knife out of my.
I can't. No. I have a lot of only child.
Not fair.
Traits,
oh, I mean,
you're
we have
fine.
Deeply good social skills with adults. Yes. No, I don't. I feel like. No, it's so weird. I don't really
remember. What kind of music were your parents listening to?
Okay, so my dad loves prog rock. So there was, so specifically, like, he had his own little room, like his own little office. I think it used to be like a small, playroom for me when I was like really little that my dad turned into like his tiny office. And so when I would go into his office, he'd be listening to like Yes or Genesis. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, you're weird music.
I didn't realize for the longest time that prog rock stood for progressive rock and not
yes.
rock from Prague.
Very funny. I guys, get ready. Everyone, hold on.
I'm gripping.
I'm friends with the guitarist from Yes's son.
What?
Yes,
yes.
That took a turn.
Son. What?
And?
He's great. Great.
Does he play music?
He does. He's a drummer and a producer.
Oh, wow.
He used to, I mean, I don't. Yeah, he's not a secret. His name is Ryan Raven. He used to be the drummer for Group Love, and he produced a lot of their stuff, and now he produces for other people, and he is really talented, and his dad is
the guitarist from Yes.
How long did you know him before that was like revealed to you?
I knew that pretty quickly.
He opened with that.
Well, I think because I know him because he's married to my friend, but they were dating through college. He would come and visit her at Northwestern, and it was like a fact that was kind of dropped at some point. Probably not from her, probably from someone else.
Nice to meet you. I would love for you to know something about me so this relationship can grow. My dad plays guitar. Really good.
Okay.
You might know who he are. He is nervous to tell you about my dad. I'm so nervous. What if you think his band is bad? I'm nervous. Oh, I'm nervous to say the band in which my dad plays.
You could say where your dad plays. You could say where your dad plays. You can say where your dad plays to me. You can say where your dad plays. You can say where your dad plays. You can say where your dad plays to me.
You might have heard his songs the radio. If I said the names of the songs, there would be names that you know. You'd be like, I know this song.
I've heard it before. I know.
But will it be annoying? Let me just check for sure.
You can tell me where your dad plays. You can say where your dad plays. You can say where your dad plays to me.
You probably love this band the most. I'm sure you listened to them growing up. You're gonna lose your mind when I tell you that my dad is the guitarist for Ace of Base.
Whoa!
And Ace of Base!
Whoa!
Everyone's favorite band, Ace of Base. Mom is also famous.
Oh, wow.
She plays music as well.
Okay.
We're sort of a musical household. I don't know if you can tell.
Do you play?
No, but they do. We're sort of a musical household. Music all the time. And when I tell you where my mom plays guitar for, you're gonna lose your mind.
You can say where your mom plays.
Can I say where my mom plays? My mom is the guitarist for Enya.
Whoa.
Can I say where my mom plays all of Enya's sweet guitar solos in Lord of the Rings were done by my mom?
You can say, you can say, you can say. You can say, you can say, you can say. You can say, you can say where your mom plays.
Ace of Base and Enya.
You can say, you can say, you can say.
My sister is the tambourine for Daft Punk. Or she was when Daft Punk still played tambourine.
Well, thank you. Here's your coffee.
My other brother.
Here's your coffee.
Played sitar.
I should get to the people behind you.
You sure?
All right, fine.
On Sergeant Pepper.
Whoa, really? I'm confused about your family's ages now, but Okay. Cool.
That's all the time we got for today, folks. We gotta go. Is it how we'd like to end the episode? No. Listen.
Hey, listen.
Listen.
You already are.
And we thank you for that.
Okay. We'll just let it go like this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Dana. We didn't forget.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Sky. Thank you, Air. Thank you, Try.
Thank you, dads and moms. Thank you, subscribers to offbookclubhouse.com.
Thank you, Relish. Thank you, Ketchup. Thank you, Mustard.
Thank you, Fruit on Sandwiches.
Thank you, Wraps. Thank you, Toaster.
Thank you, Dunkin' Donuts, for inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cranberries. We're gonna take another swing at that later.
Do you have to let it linger? We do. Well, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, I'm gonna set a reminder by tying a string to my finger.
Do you have to? Do you have to
let it linger?
I'm such a fool for you.
Bye-bye.